Faith and Fashion, The Crowns of African American Women, is an exhibition highlighting the many forms of expression of women celebrating the African American church culture. It's at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, and curator Ashley Jordan is here to tell us more about it. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
Now, crowns refers to the elaborate hats that African American women wear to church. What does the exhibition present?
This exhibition not only just presents the crowns and the hats and the various sizes and colors in which, you know, they wore their hats, but it also speaks to the larger narrative of the connection during the Great Migration era when African-American women were employed through the domestics, how Sunday was the only day in which they could break away from their uniforms and get dressed up. So this is a celebration of that day in which they could express their own style.
And you have actual hats on display?
Yes, we do.
Oh, where did they come from?
They came from, I would say, hat wares, women who have an avid collection for hats, but also document people like Dorothy Irene Height, who was a famous leader for the National Council of Negro Women, who had over 250 hats. So we have a little representation of her as well on display.
Is this a national exhibition or is this something that you curated?
This is something that I curated here locally, but maybe, you know, for long-term, you know, future purposes, maybe this could go into a traveling exhibit. So, yeah.
So it must have been a lot of fun going through the various collections and talking to the ladies whose hats they belong to.
Oh, yes. It was a personal testimonial to their lives and the inspiration about what the hat meant to them. Or it was a passed down heirloom from a family member who took pride or was a member of a domesticity who, you know, took pride in getting dressed up on Sunday.
Can you tell us about some of the really special or spectacular hats we'll see?
They come in so many different shapes and sizes, but there's one in particular that really gets my eye. It's rainbow swirls. It kind of looks like a sherbet ice cream hat, and it's covered with like multicolored iridescent rhinestones, and it's a really showstopper. But that's what the whole purpose of this day was for, to be a showstopper, to get as dressed up as you could, to, you know, express yourself, so... Those are one of those hats that really stick out in my mind.
Was that from somebody here in Cincinnati?
No, this hat comes from someone in Mansfield, Ohio.
How many hats are on display?
Well, this is a mini exhibit, but right now we only have about 6 hats on display, but they're very ornate and have a presence all by themselves.
And is there a text accompanying the hats to tell us about them?
Yes, we do have label text that accompany the hats to explain a little background about the hats, as well as give you the intro panels into the history and the narrative and the connection between hats and African-American women.
Do you think that hats continue to have great importance for African-American women?
I do believe so. It's not just so much about fashion, but it's the historical connection. And I do think it's something that is celebrated by women in the sense that it's our mothers, it's our grandmothers, it's our great-grandmothers. And it even links back to Africa with royalty. So I think there's a connection and people are going back to this like revivalism of the hats. And because it all has a connection, I'm just glad that people are starting to make those connections that this is bigger than fashion. It's about history.
Are there any special programs in connection with this exhibition?
We're trying to do some future works. We have upcoming a tribute to our foremothers, which will be here in March. And that gives like kind of like an ode to women throughout history where that time period where it was acceptable to, you know, just to wear your hats and, you know, not to be so showy, but it was a part of their culture to dress like this. So that's coming up in March, an ode to women. It's a program that we'll be having. You're welcome to check us out on our website for more information.
Are you a hat wearer?
Yes, I am.
What's your favorite hat in this collection?
My favorite hat would be, I would say it's kind of like a communion first Sunday type of hat. It's white, it has a veil, and it has rhinestones on the base of the hat. So that's one of my favorite ones, just because it's just the symbolism of church and women in fashion. I can see the connection because I have mothers and I have grandmothers who wore, you know, those types of hats on first Sundays.
Do you wear them outside of church? Do you wear them when you go out?
Now, I'm not quite there yet. I don't wear them outside of church, but just within church. And even still now, I see a lot of young people wearing fascinators. You know, those are, and I know we see those in Great Britain, but to see it here in America, it's really nice to see that.
Is the Freedom Center taking donations of hats? Would they accept donations of hats for their collections?
Yes, we would like to accept further hat donations. We would love to have an exhibit that would display hats from every 50 state if we could do that, because there is a history behind African-American millineries and the fact that they were unlike any other, but they had this constituency that supported them and would work with them. So it would be nice to highlight those stories of Black entrepreneurs who were, you know, a part of the faith fashion movement.
And are you aware of anyone in the area who is making hats?
Well, now that this show is up, now the inquiries are starting to come in, which will cause for me further investigation to get, you know, more in contact with these representatives. But that will be for an ongoing project that I'm very much so interested in doing. So, yes.
At one time, there was a woman, Mrs. Kropfeld, who used to have a store in Roselawn, and she made hats. And there were a lot of African American women who were in the store bringing their suits, their elegant outfits in, and she would design the hats. And the great thing about that was that there were no two hats that were alike. And I can say this because I frequented that shop a lot. I wear hats. I love hats. Okay. So she's since died, but that's the only one I knew who was in town who actually made hats. So there may be more out there.
Right, right.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, because right now I would say this body of work is just a representation. And we would like to build upon that. So like going forward, that would be a goal of ours to just, you know, to identify local history and then expand nationally.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Ashley Jordan is curator at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. The exhibition Faith and Fashion, The Crown of African American Women, is there until April the 1st. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.
You said to call on your name, and I'm calling. You said to trust in your word, and I'm trusting. You said to lean on your arm, and I'm leaning. I'm stepping out on your word. You said you'd be my protection, my only and good.